It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to a dollar per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Fellas, if you want to step up your beard game and stop walking around with a patchy, dry-ass beard, there's nothing more unattractive to a woman than a guy who's walking around here with a dry, unmoisturized, patchy-ass beard. And especially if it don't connect. Women don't get wet if your beard don't connect. With that being said, I recommend you try Noir Classic. Black-owned and a major key in beard growth. Let me tell y'all something. I use Noir Classic, and it has everything you need as a black man for your beard. I want you to do me a favor. Order today at www.noirclassic.com and get your beard right. And also, I need you to follow them on Instagram at Noir Classic and like their Facebook page today. Here's what you need, all right? Noir Classic, if you click the details in this, you will be able to follow them, and you will be able to purchase stuff online. Again, that's Noir Classic. Fellas, get your fucking beard together. Now, let's get into the podcast.
Every time anybody refers to R, I think of R. Kelly.
What?
So you said, are you ready, R? I'm not going to ask you, are you ready, R? Because I...
Well, my name is Reggie.
Yeah, but I would think that... You know,
why are you thinking of R. Kelly when you hear R?
Nigga, he had the song, he had the album, the R in R&B.
That's so stupid. So when you hear...
He's not the R in R&B? Come on, let's be real. Yeah. All bullshit aside, let's be real.
Whatever, but let's not...
No, whatever. Let's be real.
What do you want me to say?
He's arguably one of the greatest R&B minds we've ever seen.
No denying it.
Okay, that's all I want you to say.
But you know who the man now?
Me.
Breezy.
Breezy, but nigga, shut up.
Breezy.
They're not in the same category.
Yes, they are.
Nigga, R. Kelly don't dance.
Yeah, he don't.
All right, and R. Kelly wrote and produced. R. Kelly composed.
Chris Brown don't fuck kids.
Chris Brown beats women.
What she do, though?
Oh, you...
You wanna keep it real. You know the deal. Keep you up on game. It won't be the same. Say what's his name? Clint Cole. 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 Listening to advice from a punk boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This is your favorite fuckboy, Clint Cole. I'm here with my boy, Reggie Conquest. We giggling, we laughing, we having a good time. Yo, Jinx. All jokes aside, we're having a good time.
Yep.
Reg, let's just tell the people what happened.
What happened?
I had a cookie.
Oh,
so. You had a cookie.
I had an edible. I haven't took one in a while. So.
How do you feel?
I'm groovy, man. I'm groovy. I'm not hot. Like, I feel good. My stomach is bothering me.
Okay.
Because I had 3 ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, my God.
And a bag of chips. And Oreos. And I just had a lovely
Asiago
chicken ranch sandwich.
I like the way it rolls off your tongue. Say it.
No, chill. But you know what? Out of that chicken
sandwich. What
kind
of chicken sandwich did you have?
The Asiago chicken ranch.
That shit is great.
That shit is underrated in chicken sandwiches. Like, it wasn't even brought up in the...
Chicken sandwich beef.
In the yeah. Like, when these chicken sandwiches been the shit?
Yo, I agree with you, bro. I agree with you. 100%. Real quick. Live podcast. Washington, D.C. Chocolate City. Do me a favor. Get your tickets. Hit me up. Just text me. 213-358-9861. And say, Clint, I want some tickets. Or send me an email. All right. Or just go to www.drafthousecomedy.com and get your tickets. We're going to be live at the Draft House Comedy Theater Wednesday. All right. Wednesday, September 18th, 2019. It's going to be a great time.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I just had the hiccups.
Drink some water.
I'm not
and
ready.
Give me some water. God damn, I've been asking for water for an hour.
Bro, you're not a guest.
I am a guest.
You
are a guest until you're not a guest.
Well, why don't
this you... is only my second time here.
Be our guest. Be our guest.
But the magic to
see, that test. That nigga was he was gay.
Who?
The fucking the lamp.
How is the lamp gay?
The lantern. No.
Nope, you're on your own.
Some weird skinny French bull be our guest.
Because them niggas was trying to get back to be human. They was trying to get her to stay. She was playing around. You know, Belle was confused. She was living with her dad. She was a bottom bitch.
Wow.
I'm saying Belle was. And she stumbled across the nigga's property. And his fucking stuff captured her.
You're right. He was, yeah, but the lantern was gay, and Gaston was a rapist.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today. At LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Gaston was not a rapist.
What was he then?
He was a confident man with a gang of niggas.
Gaston was a rapist. I don't like Gaston. You know what? Why all French dudes is sexually aggressive? Every time I see French dudes, Pepe Le Pew is French.
Oh, yeah, he was.
And he just be going around, he a skunk. He smelled the worst.
Yeah.
And he be just, every episode I've ever seen him in, mon chérie.
And it was a cat.
Nigga, you don't want no man kissing on your forearm?
You're right.
Wow.
Why we got all the energy when the shit not on until we start?
I don't know.
You fly off.
We flying off the handle now.
Let's just keep going, man.
Keep it cute, bro.
I said keep going.
Okay. So, yeah, and also, are we coming up on our 100th episode, Reginald?
What number is this?
This is, I don't know which number this is. I think this is 80. 88.
Wait. 88. You did
88
podcasts?
Bro, I'm a savage.
Congrats, man. Clap it up. You got to get sound effects. Have you thought about that?
No. Okay. So what I was saying was, what we did was we doing 100th episode. It's our 100th episode. We're going to be at the Hollywood Improv.
Ooh. It's about
20 tickets left now.
When is that?
It's going to be Tuesday, October 8th.
Oh, man. I wish I could be
this
here.
This shit going to be live, lit-tay. And we're going to have a good time. I'm excited, especially at the Hollywood Improv. Come on, bro. It's nothing better.
You should have, like, little branch-offs, like, advice from, like...
A fuck girl?
Yeah.
I don't want no chicks trying to be me.
But it can be... There ain't got to be chicks. It can be advice from a fat nigga. Advice from...
What advice you giving?
I don't know. Depending on what the day is.
What do you mean?
If I'm hosting the advice from a fat nigga, it can be anything. Yell something out.
What?
What's your name? I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to talk to her.
You can talk to whoever you want.
What's your name again?
Tanice. Her name's Tanice.
Tanice. Yell something out, Tanice. No. Advice from a fat nigga.
What? What is happening?
Well, like, we want advice from?
No, just whatever. Just say something. Whatever you thinking you would want from a fat nigga.
Oh, my God.
I
So you body shaming? She's body shaming.
No, I didn't.
She don't want anything from a fat nigga. See, that's why I'm not drinking at your house no more.
No, dog. Listen, there's a lot of things. Listen, I'm not shaming fat dudes. I was fat. Yeah. And there's a lot of things women want from fat dudes.
Like what?
Like comfort.
Money?
Comfort.
But money, yeah, you can get that from skinny niggas.
Yeah. But you want, for fat guys, that's why I develop a liking to, like, getting my nipples sucked.
Oh, man. You really...
Because, like, I had titties. I'm not even being funny.
Why titties still funny when you hear it?
The word titties is funny. Yeah. Well, you gotta follow Carlos Miller. He loved titties.
Carlos
Miller. Yeah, from the 85 South podcast.
I mean, who don't love titties?
What do you mean, who don't love titties?
Everybody love titties.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
All right. So, I don't really have no topic, but the first thing I want to talk about, Reg, this weekend, bro, I went to a wedding.
Oh, I did see that. I seen like three, and then I just snapped through.
Listen, Ryan Hughley and Alejandro Shepard are married. Now her name is Ryan Shepard. Mm. She's Mrs. Ryan Shepard. That shit got weight behind it.
Did that inspire you to maybe walk somebody down the aisle?
Well, you don't. The groom doesn't walk anybody down the goddamn aisle.
Well, wait for somebody to walk down the aisle for you.
Yeah, he was crying.
I don't care about that. I'm talking about you.
What do you mean you don't care about that?
Are you ready? Did it inspire you? Did it spark something?
It made me. I was in my feelings that day. Let me take you through the wedding.
Okay.
So, all the groom and the groomsmen, they all go to the wedding. You know, they clap for him. I'm like, yeah, bro, it's showtime, baby. That's the kind of like friend I am. It's showtime. Yo, pay attention, motherfucker.
I'm listening.
Get off your phone.
I'm listening.
And spend time with me.
I'm sorry, you're right.
God damn. Listen.
Okay, go. Tell the fucking story. Hurry
so,
up.
So, listen, all the groomsmen came down. We cheered. And I'm like, yeah, bro, it's showtime. I was hyping him up. I wanted my man to be ready to claim his bride.
I type a text to a girl I used to see.
Yeah, all right, next. So we then all the bridesmaids came down, was getting and came down to music. It was so beautiful.
Were the bridesmaids fine?
Yeah. Yeah. Damn. And then after all the bridesmaids was done, right, then it's time for Ryan to come in. She walking in with her dad, Mr. D.L. Hughley, my boss, my chief, my commander. I'm the fucking, what's higher, a colonel or a lieutenant? Lieutenant. A lieutenant's higher? So I'm the colonel. How you doing, colonel? And I'm like, lieutenant. All right, that's what they be doing on cartoons. So then, he's walking his daughter down the aisle, he crying, dog. And seeing him cry made me cry. So when I cry, you cry, we cry together. I meant that. So then there's some laughter going on, but then they read their vows, bro. They read their vows.
Do you remember?
No, I can't remember another man's or another man's vows.
Oh, I hope I can write some dope vows.
Yo, okay. Okay, Reggie.
What?
Let's get you prepared let's get you prepared for your queen.
Okay.
Reggie. If you were talking to a queen that you want to marry right now, what would you say in your vows? Freestyle it.
Okay. Does she got fat ass?
Yeah, she do.
Yeah. I mean, Okay.
Yeah. Do it.
Do it. All right. What a credit score.
690.
That's not good.
It's not bad. It's good. It's not great.
Okay, what's her name?
Vanessa.
I don't want no fucking Vanessa.
All right. Teresa.
No, nigga. What's up with your corny ass names?
All right.
Give me a Shelly, a Michelle, a Chanel.
Okay, you want an L?
A Tracy, a Kim.
Oh, I've never seen an ugly... Listen.
Ashley. No. I like a regular...
Okay,
oh,
I got you.
Ashley.
Oh. I'll give you... Her name is Tiffany.
Oh, that's a good Tiffany right there.
Yeah.
Is she calm Tiffany or is she like fighting Tiffany?
She's Tiff.
All right, she like in the middle. Like, she'll fight a little bit, but she go to class.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, them Tiffs would be the best.
I love Tiffs.
Yeah.
How you doing, Tiff? I'm Cliff.
I feel like you had some corny saying like that.
I did. But go ahead. What would you say? What would your vows be to Tiffany with the Tiff with the fat ass and the 690 credit score?
Well, Tiff, you know, it's been a long 5 years, and it feels long, but it's not that long.
Keep going.
You know, I'm so grateful to have your family and my family here, and we bringing our stumps, cause you the tree, and I'm just a branch on your world.
Whoa, shit! Hey,
what?
You the tree, and I'm just a branch on your world. Keep going,
bro. No. Let's see who can say the flyest poetry shit, like.
Okay.
Just fly.
Keep
Wait,
going.
But we need Tanika in here to judge
Tanise.
It. Tanise.
No, she can hear
Who
you.
Gonna judge our poetry?
She's judging or Rich can judge. But I'll let her judge it. Go ahead, start.
No, you start. You
no,
start.
No, you already started and you is your idea. Flip the coin, you lost.
All right, 10 seconds. Time it.
All right, ready?
Time 10 seconds.
10.
Oh no.
You don't need to.
It can be 20. Okay.
Do it.
Okay.
Here we go. 5, 4, 3. Reggie's poem.
The flowers are blowing with the wind that blows beneath your feet. The stars connect. The wind chills connect. They fall inside my love for you. That was a warm up. Stop looking at your phone, dog.
I'm not looking at my phone, but that was some bullshit.
All right, but that was the warm-up, though.
All right. We're only doing one poem, so...
No. We'll do
you should have made it count.
Nope. Come on, nigga.
Here we go. It's my poem. In 5, 4, 3, 2, Clint's poem. Y'all. Sometimes I'm drifting on a memory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
And sometimes there ain't no place I'd rather be with you than with you. I'm out here in this lost world looking for my queen. And I wish I had the clip to flip up, because then I'd look like Kadeem.
Who the fuck is Kadeem?
Kadeem Hodderson, a.k.a. Dwayne Wayne, a.k.a. the nigga who bagged Whitley. And that's the kind of love you want to make. See, I'm in a different world. You don't even know. Clint Coley get ready to get money, be famous, and then have his own show.
Ooh.
And when he make it, he going to pay your student loans. He's going to invest in your dreams and in the bed make you scream. And when I say invest, I mean emotionally and spiritually. Yeah, that's grown man shit. Are you hearing me? That's Clint's poem, nigga. Now, I want y'all to be online and judge whose poem was better.
Whoa. Who's I gotta go again, better? Dog.
Oh, you don't. We're done.
This is a poem off.
But, bro, we're talking
the
about.
The stars are sky.
Okay.
My love is high.
Yo, shut up. No.
Your love is pie.
Bro, I'm about to stop recording on your ass. And then they're going to come back.
Yo, we should do a poetry. You know how they battle rap? We should do poetry rap. Like, you know what I mean? Who can kill it the most?
No, because poetry is supposed to be expression and love.
Yeah, but you do it in a circle. Wait, that's how Def Jam poetry was.
Okay, I don't care about a circle. I care about the fact that I saw a wedding, bro, and it was delicious and beautiful.
Also, what did you do? Are you inspired?
Yeah,
you
man, I want to get married. But DL said something very interesting during the toast. He said, weddings are easy, marriage is hard.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Weddings are easy.
You needed to hear that?
I need to hear that. Somebody needs to hear that.
Weddings, what did he say, weddings?
He said, weddings are easy, but marriage is hard.
I think you're saying it wrong because that's how it's supposed to say it, right? Marriage is easy. Weddings. What is it? Weddings are hard. Marriage is easy.
Weddings are easy. Marriage is hard.
Weddings are easy compared to weddings. Compared to marriages, I'm fucked up. I need some water.
No, you don't.
As he drinking all the water.
You should have bought you a bottle in here. Listen, I don't know if my fans are going to like this podcast, dog. But we can talk. We're talking now. Let's talk some real shit.
All right, let's go.
So I'm at the wedding, man. It was very beautiful, and it really made me feel some things I never felt before. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been to a wedding? What has your experience been at a wedding?
I went to my dad's wedding. He made me the best man.
Oh, that's cute as fuck.
And I didn't prepare a sketch. I just spoke honestly, and it was really short. But I feel like I shouldn't have been my dad's best man. Like, I think the idea of it is corny. Like, I wouldn't make my dad my best man. I would make...
Why not?
Because my dad... I love my dad. He's my dad, but he ain't my best man. My best man is somebody that I got in some trouble with. It's like, like it would be one of my friends close in age.
Who would be in your wedding? Give me everybody in your wedding right now.
Everybody in my wedding.
Let's say you had seven... It was you, and you had to have seven groomsmen.
Oh, well, my dad's going to be a groomsman.
Okay, so who's the best man? And then who's the other six?
Best man is probably Zay.
Zay.
Or
I don't know who Zay. Can you tell these people who
Dayon,
the fuck is
it? Dayon will be in it. Ant will be in it.
But who's the best man?
Between Zay or P.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's your best man?
My best man would be my dad.
That's cool.
My best man is my dad. All right. And mm-hmm. then in the wedding, my groomsmen, I got six slots. So I got my boy Dom Lewis. My boy Dom Lewis. My boy Mo. So Dom, Mo, Tahir Moore will be in the wedding. And I get three more. My cousin Bam. I get two more. I would ask DL Hughley to be one of my groomsmen, but I think that he would probably be, we would have to work, which means my boy Lou would have to work, which means Gary would have to work. So I'm going to exclude them. I got two more slots left. My boy Jarrett Wright.
You don't have to have so many groomsmen, though.
But we just, because girls got a lot of friends, so. And then.
Well, you can get one of her friends to be. What if she got a guy friend?
If she got a brother.
What if she got a guy friend?
He can't be in my fucking wedding because I'm going to assume he hit that. No fucking guy friends at my wedding, dog.
That's what I'm
because, no. Well, okay. So when I was at Ryan's wedding, I'm not a guy friend of hers. Mm-hmm. Like, we're good. We're cool. Like, we're like more like brother and sister. You know, like, because like her dad, DL, took me on his wing. He old enough to be my dad. Mm-hmm. So we're like family. I've been, you know what I mean? It's a little bit different. Like, she looked at me like, oh, Clint, that's like my little brother. Like, we're like the same age.
Okay.
It's like, you know how, like, back in the day, like, they'd be like, yo, your mom would be friends with my friend's mom, or would be friend with his mom. And then you'd be like, my kids are your age. You guys would get along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's how our relationship is.
So you wouldn't, like, hit if you could?
Oh, my God, no.
If she was, like, butt naked in front of you, you wouldn't?
No, dog.
You'd be, like, put on your clothes?
Yes.
And that's when I walk in like, oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You're a pervert. No, but keep it. Okay. But I'm not a guy friend. I don't want guy friends at my wedding. How would you feel if a guy that fucked your girl was at your wedding?
I wouldn't know. If me and my girl got married right now, she has a friend that would come to my her wedding. A male friend that was around. Yo, let me get one.
No, just keep talking, dog. Fucking fat. Keep talking.
If me and my girl got married right now. Let me get a piece. Ah, oh, diabetic. If me and my girl got married right now, she has a guy friend that can come to our wedding, and I'm totally fine with it.
And he fucked.
I don't know. He been around longer than I have.
You think he fucked?
No, I don't. But
I do.
Okay.
You think he fuck Rich?
I think Mr. Freddy fucking your mom right now.
Yo.
Uh-oh, my bad.
What time is it over there? No, my mom's asleep. Wrong women. Yo. Grown women.
He looked at his watch.
But grown women don't fuck after like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, okay.
Did you ever fucked a woman in her 50s?
No, I'm not interested.
Because they be tired.
Yeah, I'm not.
And they got a whole bunch of medical problems. Like, you ever have a chick? You ever fuck a chick? And she had the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday pills? You know what I'm talking about? The little container. SAMTWTFSS.
Oh, the big ones on Thursday. That's when the weekend. That's when the weekend start. They start getting bigger and bigger as the week go on.
You know what I'm talking about?
And Thursday pills. Then Friday, forget about it. Oh, and Saturday is lit. And then Sunday gets small again because that's the Lord's day.
Lord's dope. Yeah, but. I fuck the woman like that. And she be tired. She don't be wanting to fuck.
That's why would you fuck a woman like that? That's too old.
She was fine as shit. She was fine as shit.
All I would do is go on a woman's purse. I'm not above it.
I'm above it.
I'm not above going in a woman's purse when she sleep.
I am.
Like Debo.
Wow, you ain't shit. You fucking scumbag.
He used to come to house parties. Girls used to leave their pocketbooks. They out being.
That's hilarious.
They out being there checking them. And they give me a signal. Bitch is broke.
How can you tell if a bitch is broke in her pocketbook?
Cause
what does she have in her pocketbook?
Chicks back then. Wait, we were young, so I don't know. Gum, dollar.
$1. I mean, you broke if you have $1.
Yeah, $1 used to mean everything at one point.
When we was kids,
yo.
I would go to the corner store. I'd get two hugs, quarter waters in New York, but I'd get two hugs, and I'd get a brownie and a bag of chips.
Why you get two quarter waters?
Because I like more liquids. You know?
And
if I had a chick, if I had a chick with me, we had a dollar, I split 50 cent.
I'll go.
I had a girl in like fifth grade. You know, her name is Simona Sipple. What's up, Simona? How you doing? Look at me now, baby. Come holler at your boy. Simona was Jamaican.
With my dollar, I get hug, two bags of chips, and a little Debbie. Be set. He's knocked out when I get home.
A little Debbie.
Little Debbie.
Okay, which one? A oatmeal cream pie?
Oh, that oatmeal cream pie used to hit.
Cream pie means something different today. Cream pie means something different today.
Oh, well.
You know what cream pie means, right?
Yes. I know what cream pie means.
What does it mean?
Why is that a category in porn?
Women like seeing, like, low key women love when you nut in them.
Oh, yeah, because they ask for it. Right? Women do ask for it. Especially on women, birthday, they go, come inside.
But like, they like the way it feels for some reason. I asked the older woman, I was like, what do you feel? She's like, it just feels like a, like I feel you pulsating.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Oh. Hey, Rich, you ever came inside a chick? Yes. All right. And did she tell you she liked it?
Yeah, she loved it.
What did she love about it?
We got more connected.
Like, he said, we got more connected. But you got to see how he said it. We got more connected.
It's like your dick is going... And then, you know, you swinging right to it. You ain't like that act out? But yeah, coming in a woman is great.
Yeah, I heard. I don't come in women. Because you got to ask. You got to ask. If you don't ask, it's rape. Like, dead ass serious. No, I'm not even. Am I making that shit up? If you come inside a woman... And without her permission, bro, that's rape. So all you niggas talk about something I ain't pulling out, you go ahead and try that shit on my sister or some shit like that. I'm pressing charges on you, dog. I'm dead ass serious.
Some women don't want you to pull out, though.
So that they'll make it clear, do not pull out.
Oh, they say, yeah, don't come in me.
Nigga, if a girl knows, she don't want you to come in her.
Or she might have forgot her pill or something.
Can you not be, like, barbaric? Like, I'm just asking you. Be respectful. All right? Keep it
cute.
Nigga,
you just said something wild just now.
I just said coming inside somebody. That's not wild.
I forgot what else you said.
Okay.
I don't know.
Where did we come in with that? What was the point of this story?
All right. I need to get the fuck out of L.A.
You need to get the fuck in L.A. So, anyway, I went to this wedding. And it was...
How did we get back to the wedding?
Bro, because I'm inspired.
To do what?
To raise a family.
Nigga, you should have been raised a family. You know what? After 37, I ain't doing it.
I'm not 37.
I'm just saying, I'm speaking in
general. We're the same age, Reggie.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying, I'm speaking in general.
You're 32, right?
I'm 31.
You're lying.
I'm 31.
When's your birthday?
August 1st.
What year?
1987.
Okay.
I'm 32. I'll try to keep it going.
You're stupid.
Wait, I'm older than you?
Oh, I'm 87 too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, Reggie, bro.
You want to start a family?
Yeah, not with you. Because where you asked, like...
No, nigga, what
are it you... felt like you was asking me, like, if we want to start a family together. And I don't want to do that.
No, stupid. Hey, if you got another burger in there, hand it to
me. I'm not. Can you finish... The point is...
You look sweet. Like, you... This is why.
Listen, I just... First of all, this is liquor. All right. I saw the wedding, Ryan, and I was just so in awe of what I was seeing. Then Yo, bro, it was a New Orleans-style wedding.
Mm.
So, like, first of all, anybody...
It was musty.
No. We talked about this. I love New Orleans, bro. New Orleans is, like, all... You can fall in love in New Orleans. New Orleans is so
good. I think you can fall in love in D.C.,
You could roll in love in New Orleans, though. Like, they was playing the doom, 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 doom. And then we was grooving, man. It was a sight to see, man. They fed us gumbo.
I never had gumbo.
Well, I had it at the New Orleans themed wedding. Mm. Everybody had gumbo. My shit had ooh, it was so good. It had chunks of crab and, god damn it, gumbo.
I can't eat crab.
All right, well, that's your problem.
I can't eat shellfish. That shit sucks.
Well, I can. And I ate it. And it was good.
Well.
So, anyway, but this wedding, dog, I want to get married.
You should get married.
I want to get married.
You should get married. Go downtown.
I want to pledge my life to somebody, and I want somebody to pledge their life to me.
There you go.
I want to be. What kind of husband would you be?
I don't know, man. I don't think about being a husband.
You don't?
No, not at all.
Why not?
Because it's
why you had to lick your lips like that?
Nigga, I think about living with a girl and with my girl and getting a dog.
Ooh, but you're still a husband.
But I don't think about marriage. I just want to live with my girl and have a dog.
That's all you want to do?
Yeah. And then we'll go from there.
All right. So you want to live with your girl, you want to have a dog. What kind of man would you be to your woman if you live with her?
Tell the people.
I don't know. What do you want me to say?
What kind of fucking husband would you be?
I wouldn't cheat on her. I'm just trying to get some pussy for saying I won't cheat. Let me get the rest of that.
No. You wouldn't cheat on your girl?
No.
At all?
No, not if I'm her husband. What the? Come on, man.
Yo. So we were talking about cheating today. And the advice from a fuckboy group chat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm hungry. But we were talking about cheating. And tell them what you said. You know what I got
tell
to say about cheating? Said. I feel like with cheating, right? Women don't know how hard it is to not cheat. Am I right or wrong?
And you said black women need to know their place.
I didn't say that.
You said that.
Oh, my God. So, anyway, women don't know how hard it is not to cheat. I say that because a lot of times you cheat on, like, men, we're not used to getting chicks. You get handsome when you're older, then you get a nice job or you famous or whatever. Those guys, we didn't get girls when we were younger like that. Girls didn't start approaching us till like we got on or we got finer, we got cuter. My whole thing is women been dodging men they whole life. Like guys started to try to talk to women when they was like 12. Like another 12-year-old, not like grown men, but like I was trying to bag chicks since I was like 10, 11. And you've been turning me down since I was 10 or 11. Now I got you got women that wants to talk to you, that want to be with you, that want to fuck you and throw a pussy at you, and you supposed to say no?
It's tough.
It's hard.
And then it's easier because we're older now too. So you can easily get a younger chick, and it's easier because we're more wiser.
What are you talking about? That has nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
Man, look.
I'm saying women don't know how hard it is not to cheat, bro. Have you ever had, you had girls come at you? When's the last time you had a girl shoot her shot at you?
I don't know. I've been in a relationship for a while, so nobody shot their shot. You know women don't know how to shoot their shot. So
you're saying you've been in a relationship and no woman has ever tried to talk to you?
I'm not saying that.
You never had to tell a chick you got a girlfriend? Exactly.
I probably was supposed to and didn't.
Wait, what?
I probably could have said, hey, I got a girlfriend, I can't talk to you. But like we were talking about earlier, entertaining conversation.
What were you doing?
Just being personable.
Do you think that's cheating?
No. And being personable and being
okay, what if it would have went past that? Would you have told her, hey, I got a girlfriend?
Yeah, it wouldn't have went past that, though, because I'm only there for the entertaining.
But I'm asking you, okay, I had it, okay, the last time, okay. I had chicks try to shoot their shot at me when I was in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, like, I'm not saying I cheated because I didn't, but I was very tempted to be like, yo, what's up? These women fine, bro.
They are.
These women are fine as shit, bro.
So that you ain't got no control?
So that's another thing. So a girl said that. She was like, yo, what about self-control? And I'm like, yo, self-control is really, really difficult depending on what you, you know what I'm saying? Self-control is really fucking difficult. Like, it's hard to to see somebody that you find attractive and their desire. Like, yo, women underestimate the value of being desired. Like, men, you know what a man's confidence would do if a woman really, like, trying to fuck with you? Like, yo, your points go up, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Your points go up. I don't remember the last time, yeah, dog, you feel like you got 100 coins and you get an extra life.
Yeah, but it's only, you don't have to, you can take it, hey, yeah, that's pretty cool, and then keep it moving.
Oh, I'm saying, but there's every guy ain't like you, or every guy ain't like me. A lot of niggas take the bait.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, I'm not mad at the nigga for taking the bait.
Of course, because you're a nigga. I ain't mad at the nigga either.
It's not even about being mad at him. I think for me, it's more so like, I understand why somebody would take the bait. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand why a guy would just fall into temptation. That shit hard, bro.
Because you're a guy, yeah.
But women don't understand that, though, is what I'm saying.
They're not. We don't understand their shit.
You know, like, women don't understand, like, why can't you just tell her you got a girlfriend? And I'm like, it's not that.
That's no fun. That's no fun. Hey, I got a girlfriend. And she leaves, and I'm sitting there with my thumb up my ass.
It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Whoa, what?
I've been hanging around too many white guys. That's how they talk.
Yeah, they do.
Shout out my white guys.
You who?
My white dogs.
Oh my God. Yo, but I feel that though. I feel that. Okay, Rich, you ever been tempted to cheat on somebody? Yeah. Bro, cheating is, bro, women be throwing pussy at you. It is so hard to, you know how hard it is to dodge pussy?
It is hard.
Nigga.
It's like somebody throwing a snow shed at you.
You can't do nothing, dog. You gotta be so good to dodge sex. I had a girl tell me one time, she's like, look, I'm not trying to be your wife. I want the dick. And as a man, who am I not to give it to her?
Hey, man.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, if a woman asks you for the dick, dog, why would you not give it to her? You think, why? Oh, because let the girlfriend is going to stop me. That should stop me. Oh, I got a girlfriend. I can't do it to you. You're requesting me.
Mm.
You know how great it feels to be requested? Nigga, you ever been requested?
You're preaching, brother.
And well, you ever been requested? Boom, boom. I was in the water. Mm-mm. And water, I don't mean regular water. Doom, doom. I mean that pussy water. Boom, boom. Okay.
But yeah. Shout out to women.
Okay.
Yo, you starting to look like Red Fox.
I don't look like Red Fox.
Yeah, cut the same puppy face.
I don't look like Red Fox. I look like Clint.
Nah.
I look like my dad. No, but yo, bro, I'm tired of women thinking that, like, saying no is easy.
Whoa. Jesus Christ, saying no is easy.
It is, but to beautiful women? Okay, keep it funky, bro. You got a girlfriend, right? I'm talking about a fine-ass chick. Who's your celebrity crush?
Kelly Rowland.
If Kelly Rowland walk up to you right now and be like, "Yo, I want to suck your titties."
Kelly Rowland, my girl knows if Kelly Rowland walked up to me, that's going down. Like, she knows that.
What about somebody you don't have a crush on?
You, if you, if you, your girl,
could Mary J. Blige bag you?
No, I don't want Mary J. Blige. I'll look at Mary J. Blige and go, oh, that's Mary J. Blige.
Okay. Okay. Why?
Could Mary J. Blige bag you?
Yeah.
I mean, depending on what you're into.
I'm just saying she has the power to bag me.
Oh, she don't. First of all, she wouldn't bag you.
Why not?
Because you wouldn't even be in her vision.
Yeah, I would be in her vision. And she would request me. She would request me.
She would say, there go Clinton and Coley. Bring them over here.
I remember that was a Burger King chicken sandwich commercial. Spicy chicken. Fresh lettuce.
See, they got Shaq and the Papa John's commercials.
Yeah, he drawing, dog.
They slowly be getting us back. Because I seen it, I was like, there goes Shaq. Oh, I got, damn, I had Papa John's in the middle.
Man, let me get a pizza.
Yeah, then I'm like, damn, Shaq was a dominant player. But that pizza look good as shit in his hand. Yo, they swear it. Yo, you know what I noticed,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, we be cooning. No, not we, but.
No, we coons, too.
I'm not a coon.
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
So, you know Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Al, yeah.
Okay, they...
Alvin, Simon, and Theodore.
They were legit chipmunks when I was growing up. I know this because I was a big fan of the Chipmunks
growing
up. So
I would be... You'd be Theodore, I'd be Simon.
Yeah, whatever. Alvin's dead, obviously.
Wow.
But I still normally go to sleep watching
cartoons.
Yo,
do I look cool in these glasses?
No, I go to sleep watching Cartoon Network, like, all the time. The other day I woke up.
Can you answer it again?
Alvin
and cool?
The Chipmunks.
Do I look cool in these glasses?
No, nigga.
Okay.
Alvin and the Chipmunks is on. Yo, pull up a picture of Alvin and the Chipmunks.
No,
bro.
For what, man?
Bro,
the people listening don't
want
to hear this shit. It's advice from a fuckboy, not advice from Alvin and the Chipmunks, bitch.
You right, but you just asked me what the fuck you look like in glasses.
Because your story was bullshit.
Nigga, you talked for 3 hours about a bullshit wedding. Ryan and
why are you gonna say my boss's daughter's wedding was bullshit?
Yes, he ain't my boss. Women's gotta start respecting bosses.
All right, you got it.
Like, if I came here and told you about my IHOP boss, you wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Because he might listen to his podcast and say, Jetson, drawer fired. Nigga, Mr. Spacely was that nigga. Yo, somebody need to bring me some water. Please. So listen, let's talk. I gotta ask Clint. You like ask Clint?
You need to ask Clint to go to sleep.
You need to ask Clint to be your right hand man. I got you, bro. You ready? This is a good one. This is a good one. Are you ready? It says, fuck 'em or nah. It says, hey, Clint, hey. Okay, so I really need your help. Like, really. So I definitely had a hot girl summer. I met a few guys, and some are not worthy to keep on the roster. So I need your help cutting the not so worthy. Please keep in mind, Clint, cuffing season is around the corner, and I need good choices. Baby girl, I got you. Here's the choices she has. She has guy number one. She's been messing with him for over 8-9 years. She wants to have more than sex, but he's not interested. Guy number two, he's great on paper. Sex is amazing, but he could be a bit of an asshole. But the sex is amazing.
Mm.
Guy number three, he is the advantage local dope boy. His sex is just all right. And he does live on the other side of town, what makes it impossible to get the dick. And number four, he's a sweet guy, but I think I friend zoned him too quick. We haven't had sex, but he's definitely pressed to have sex. Which do you think are worthy to keep around? P.S. Keep my name anonymous. Also, I love your podcast. Keep up the great work. Okay. Reg, first of all, let's talk about which guys would you take off the list?
I would take the first one and the second one.
What? Do you remember who first and second one is?
Yeah. Fucking, what was his name?
There's no name. There's no name.
What was this girl's name?
I didn't give. All right, man. You ain't here. So listen. So she has, she's having trouble getting rid of guys.
Okay.
Right? She needs to get rid of some dudes for this, for cuffing season. She's currently fucking with four dudes.
Ew.
She wants to, we're not doing that. And she wants to figure out who should she keep and who should she not keep. She said guy number one, she's been messing with him for 8-9 years. She wants to have more than sex, but he doesn't seem interested. Number two, he's good on paper. His sex is amazing, but he can be a bit of an asshole, but his sex is amazing. She emphasized that twice and put amazing in the capital letters. Third guy's a dope boy. His dick is just cool, and he lives on the other side of town. And number four, he's a sweet dude. They've never. She says she friends on him too quick. She hasn't had sex with him yet, but he's pressed.
She needs to look at herself.
What?
And match herself up. So,
yeah.
If she works in retail, she should probably go with the dope dealer. If if she works in retail and she's nice and sweet, she needs to go with the guy that's nice and sweet. If she works in retail and a guy just ghosts her, then she needs to go to retail and not work with him. Because it sounds like she works in retail.
Okay, I'm not going to judge where she works, but here's what I think. She needs to get rid of guy number three immediately. No dope dudes. And she said, first of all, dope boys, women fuck with dope boys because they think they got good dick.
Is that true?
That's a God honest fact. Rich.
Why would Rich know that?
Well, because we're around women. We know women. Get off your phone. Listen. All women, a lot of women that fuck with dope boys, a lot of times are fucking with them because they like the dick. And money. That's it. This dope dealer, first of all, he ain't ghost. I know this dude ain't ghost. He's local.
Wow.
I'm just saying, he's not ghost. He's not even Tommy. Like, So what I think is, if the sex is just all right, why cut your loss? And he on the other side of town. So that means it take a while to get to the dick.
Maybe he got a nice car. Maybe she liked the way
Man, fuck that. She needs to keep number two. He's great on paper. She said he got amazing sex. Every girl could deal with a little bit of asshole.
The Cowboys is great on paper every year.
But she said they have amazing sex, which means he finishes. Cowboys don't.
But what is it? Is she just concerned about sex?
She just said he's an asshole. You can deal with that.
Yeah, you can deal with that.
Number four.
It means he works hard.
Number one guy, I say keep number one, too. You've been messing with him for 8-9 years. Mm-hmm. So that means there's some history and there's a rapport there. You know what I'm saying?
But after 8-9 years, if he's not committed, if he ain't interested, move on.
I feel you, but she should just take it for what it is, which could be...
And be miserable?
No, she wants cuffing season to be cuffing. At least if you fucking this guy, at least you're fucking a guy that you actually care about.
I don't think she care about him.
She does.
I think they just used to each other.
Okay, well then there's guy number four. She said this guy's a sweet guy, but she friend zoned him too quick. She says she never had sex with him, but he's pressed. Any guy who's pressed to have sex, usually their dick is whack. Would you agree with that? You don't fuck guys, you're right. So, but I'm not pressed to fuck. Are you be pressed to fuck?
Sometimes, yeah. What you mean? Like, what does press mean again?
If you press, like you meet a girl and you press to have sex with her, it means you trying hard.
No, I won't try hard, but I mean, I still want to fuck if I'm single and I want to meet a girl.
Yeah, but
I'm not like, yo, come through.
Yeah, that's press. And I think any guy who's like that, usually they don't have.
But some women like that kind of attention.
Yeah, well, she's clearly saying she don't. So, sis, get rid of the dope boy. Get rid of the dude who's press. Stay with number two. And if fuck the dude with the who been fucking you over for 8-9 years.
There you go.
That's what I think. Yo, Reg, talk to me. All right. We've come to the end of the podcast, Reg.
Yeah.
What have you learned today?
I don't know, man. You know what? I've done this podcast before, and it was really fast, and it was quick, but I don't think I can do edibles on a podcast again.
Why not?
Because I'm just slowed. Your stories were super long, and you ugly to me.
Okay. That shows you the real deal between a professional comedian and an amateur. And that's what you are. You're a fucking amateur, bro. You are amateur night at the Apollo. You're the amateur level.
Amateur night at the Apollo was legendary.
Yeah, well, you one of the niggas that got booed.
They was legendary, bro.
Yeah, but you ain't legendary.
You Kelly Clarkson.
Nigga,
I'm Jennifer Lawrence.
Who's Jennifer Lawrence to you?
Jennifer Hudson.
Okay. Okay. I'll be that. That's fine.
You Kelly Clarkson.
I'll be Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson got money.
Jennifer Lawrence do too.
You don't even know her name.
Her Jennifer Hudson.
Okay.
Who the fuck is Jennifer Lawrence? Oh, that's the old actress. Lady that be singing.
Dumbass. Like I said, So you learned you can't do an edible.
Yeah, I can't do an edible talking on a podcast.
I realize I can.
Yeah, I don't think you can either. You think you can.
No, I mean, this podcast ain't a wash.
No, I ain't say that. I ain't say nothing about the podcast. I'm saying
but we was rambling a couple of times.
We was rambling. I'm saying I can't do this on a podcast.
You should
get on an edible.
Because you're an amateur.
Yeah, I guess I am.
You got amateur dick. You got amateur friends.
Oh my God, shut
your
up.
Your mom is amateur. Trust me, I was there.
Your mom...
Your mom's an amateur.
Your mom is getting amateur slammed by Mr. Kenny right now.
Mr. Kenny?
No, Mr. She, Freddy.
Mr. Freddy? Your mom...
Mr. Kenny and Mr. Kenny wow. is homie.
Oh my God.
Kenny! Come in there, man.
Oh, so you're saying, they're running a train on my mommy? Okay.
They ran a train on my mommy.
Yeah. Yeah. We ran a train on your mommy at an amateur night. And we fucked her on the little wooden shit. And then we called in Kiki Shepherd to see who won. Okay, I'm done.
Is Kiki Shepherd still kicking?
I don't know, but she's beautiful.
She was.
All right, Reg, tell them where they can find you at on social media, my brother.
Reg Conquest, REGG Conquest. Follow me. It's going to be a good year. Good 2020.
It's going to be a great
year. More life, all that.
Reg, do I look like Jodeci in his glasses?
No, nigga. You look like shit to see.
Okay. That's the last. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. God bless. Goodbye.
You want to keep it real? You know the deal. Keep you up on game. It won't be the same. Say what's his name? Clint Cole. 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 You're listening to advice from a football.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.